ספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 100.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 85. We'll remind you that you can ask questions on kabbalah.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Item 85. Now we have thoroughly clarified the katnut and gadlut of nikudim. Tzimtzum bet, which raised the lower hay, prinat daled, to the place of nikve enayim, where it was concealed, caused the level of katnut of nikudim, the level of vak or zeranpin, in lights of nefesh, ruach. There, they were lacking Bina and Zon in Kelim and Neshama Chaya Echida in lights. And through approaching of a new light of Absag of Ak to the Nikudim, Tzimtzum Aleph returned to its place. Bina and Zon of the Kelim returned to the Rosh, since the lower hay descended from the Nikve Naim and returned to her place. Malchut called Peh. Then a zivug was made on Prinat Daled, which returned to her place, and then Sfirot at the level of Keter and Dechida emerged. This completed the Naran Chai of Lights and the Kachab Zon of Kelim. For short, we will henceforth refer to Tzimtzum Bet and the Katnut by the name Ascent of the Lower Hay to Nikve Enayim and the Descent of Achap below. Also, we will refer to the Gadlut by the name the Approaching of the Light of Absag, which lowers the Lower Hay from the Nikve Enayim and brings the Achap back to their place. Remember this above explanation. You should also remember that Galgalta Enayim and Achap are names of the 10 Sfirot Kachab Zon of Rosh. And the 10 Sfirot of Guf are called Chagat Nehim. They too divide into Galgalta Enayim and Achap. Since Chesed and Gvura and the upper third of Tiferet through the Chazeh are Galgalta ve'enayim and Nikve enayim. And the two-thirds of Tiferet and Nehim are Achap, as has been written above. Also remember that Galgalta enayim and Nikve enayim, or Chagat up to the Chazeh, are called Kelim of Panim. And Achap, or the two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehim from the Chazeh down, are called Kelim of Achorai, as written in item 76. You should also remember the fissuring of the degree that occurred with Tzimtzum Bet, which left only Kelim of Panim in each degree. And each lower one contains within it the kelim of achoraim of the upper one.
Shilot.
Questions?
Muvan o lo muvan ma shekatuv kan?
Is what was written here understood or not?
Gam lo.
Also not.
Ot pehi.
Item 85. Now we have thoroughly clarified the katnut and gadlut of Nikudim. As the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, which raised the lower hay, which is Prina Dalet, to the place of the Nikve Enayim, and was concealed there, Prina Dalet, it caused the level of katnut of Nikudim, which is the level of Vak, or Zeranpin in lights of Nefesh Ruach. And they were lacking their Bina and Zon of Kelim, and Neshama Chaya Echida in lights. That's far. What's not understood? There was a Zivug in Rosh of Sag upon the Reshimot Bet Aleph, second restriction. And this is why the Zivug was in Rosh of Sag, in Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, because it's Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and from there it expanded to the degree of the 10 Sfirot, from the place from where the Reshimot comes, where does the Reshimot come from? From below the Tabu. So below Tabu, the level was expanded where the Rosh of Sag did the Zivug upon. But the level was spread below the Tabu. And then it expanded from Tabu until where? Until Parsa. Why until Parsa? Because the Reshimo was on Tzimtzum Bet, on the second restriction, where you can only work with the vessels that are up to Parsa. And as usual, upon the Zivug of Akah emerges the Rosh of Itlapshut, which is called Keter of Nikudim, the Rosh of Aviut, which is called Ab ve'Ima of Nikudim, and the Guf, which is called Zon of Nikudim. And they are all because upon the Reshimot Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, emerged. And therefore, also Keter and Ab ve'Ima and Zon emerged only in Galgata and Enayim. How could it be that only in Galgat 10 and 9? It can't be. 10 and not 9 and not 11. It has to be. But the vessels of reception are not used. Therefore, you have Galgal Te'enayim in Rosh, and the Achap is not being used. Galgal Te'enayim in Toch, the Achap is not used. And Galgal Te'enayim in Sof. Meaning, Keter, Rosh Aleph, Abavima, the second Rosh, and Guf, Zon, they're all emerging only upon Galgalta Enenaim, in Katnut, in smallness, meaning a Partsuf of Katnut, which is called the world of Nikudim for its future role. Is that clear? What's not clear? As usual, the Nudnik. Yes.
What does it mean that she was concealed there?
What was concealed? The lower hay. It's not being worked with. That's considered that it's concealed. That's it. A good question. Sorry. That's it? Well, if so, then Tzvika.
Where is that lack created when he says that the Bina and Zon were lacking and the Shema and Chaya Chida in lights? Where is that lack? Why is it like formed?
You can only operate Kelim of Gilgal Ten and Naim. Why? Because the Reshimo demands that. The Reshimo demands for you to operate only the Kelim of Gilgal Ten and Naim. More than that, you're prohibited. You're not allowed to use. Why? Because below Galgal Ten and Naim, you have the Kelim of the Achap, the vessels of reception. Upon them, the second restriction occurred. And the demand of the Reshimo is that you should not work with the vessels of reception. Hence, you have a Partsuf that emerges in Katnut of Rosh and in Katnut of Guf. That's it. Yes.
Especially when he says the light of Absag of Ak, that went there and now it comes back to its place. I don't understand the process. Can you explain it to us a little bit?
Where is he saying this?
There's afterwards. There's a line that he says.
I didn't read that.
No, until that point that you said. Until then, I didn't understand.
I don't want to talk with you. I don't want. Until where I read. You don't understand how to learn. Why were you taken to work in the union? I don't understand. How do you learn? I read in a certain verse here, and I'm only in this now. Before this, after this, nothing exists. That's how you learn. That's it. So now we're talking only about one thing. The world of Nikudim of Katnut emerged for us, of Galgal Te'enayim of Keter, Galgal Te'enayim of Abavim, and Galgal Te'enayim of Zon. That's it. The lights of Nefesh Ruach, the lights Chaya Neshama Chaya Yechida don't exist because we're not using vessels of reception. This you hear? Wonderful. That's it. Next I'm reading. And through the approaching of a new light of Absag of Ak, meaning a light comes which gives the gadlut, the force of the masach, to the vessels of reception. This is called the light of Absag. Two Nikudim, when this light comes, then Tzimtzum Aleph returned to its place, meaning there was Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, now we're returning to the first restriction. What's the difference? That we're joining vessels of reception now also to the action. And therefore, Bina and Zon of the Kilim returned to the Rosh, which were fallen into, descended into the Kli, inside the Partzuf, because the lower Hay descended from the Nikvenaim of the Rosh and returned to her place, to Malchut, which is called Peh. And then a Zivug of Hakah was made on Prina Dalet, which returned to its place. Now there's 10 Sfirot in Rosh, and the 10 Sfirot at the level of Keter and Yechida emerged, and were completed, the whole Naran Chai of lights and Kachab Zon of Kelim. This is called that Gadlut comes to the world of Nikudim. What is not understood? Hello? Is this not understood? Not before and after. Is this understood or not? What, here? Please. Inside this excerpt.
So, light of Absag, there is Zivug Prina Dalet there?
I don't know what the light of Absag is. I know that when it comes to some place, and it comes in the places in Katnut, it gives that place the force that it makes it into Gadlut.
Without the Zivug?
What Zivug?
The light of Absag that comes and lowers the lower Hay.
A force arrives from above and gives the Kli to be in Gadlut, to use its vessels. That's called the light of Absag, as it adds the force of bestowal. That's it. There was Katnut, now it became Gadlut, by the influence of the light of Absag. Because the light of Absag is above the restriction. What, Perkin?
General question, what Prina Dalet are we talking about here? What's the essence of it? Is it the same Prina Dalet that existed in the direct light? What?
There is only one Prina Dalet in all of the worlds. That's it. When it can appear, it appears this way.
But is it each time a different form, or is it the same thing?
Each time in a different form. You're right. No, the question is in place. He's asking correctly. It's a deep question. Meaning, what form of Prina Dalet awakens here? Later in Atzilut, it's the same thing. We're constantly awakening Prina Dalet from Nehiyavak. What Prina Dalet is it? So for the time being, Prina Dalet. Correct. The question's in place. More?
Was there any trigger caused Absag to come, or what?
A deficiency. Deficiency.
So there was a Rishimo that came and asked for it?
What Rishimot rose from the Hiyavak? From below Tabu to the Rosh of Sag.
First there was Dalet Gimel.
No, Bet Aleph, that was restricted, and Dalet Gimel.
Yeah.
So those Dalet Gimel which rose after Katnut, when Katnut emerged from the world of Nikudim, now Dalet Gimel are playing, and they invite the Gadlut. That's clear. More? Nice. For short, we will henceforth refer to Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and the Katnut by the name of the ascent of the lower Hay to Nikvei Naim and the ascent of Achab below. And we will refer to the Gadlut by the name the approaching of the light of Absag, which lowers the lower Hay from Nikvei Naim and brings the Achab back to its place. Remember this above explanation. You should also remember that Galgalta Enaim and Achab are names of the 10 Sfirot Kachabzon of Rosh, and the 10 Sfirot of Guf are called Chagat Nehim. Sometimes, you know, Kabbalists are not very precise, but they talk according to the matter that's before them, and they too are divided, the Sfirot of Guf, like as to Galgal Teinaim and the Chap. Since the Chesed and the Gvura and the upper third of Tiferet up to Chazeh are Galgal Teinaim and Nikve Naim, and the two thirds of Tiferet and Nahim are Achap. This in every place we can, sometimes in the Rosh we say it this way, Galgal Teinaim and Achap, sometimes in the Gufs and the Toch and the Sof, it doesn't matter. We use in short those parts in the names of those parts wherever it's convenient. You should also remember that Galgalta and Enaim and Nikve Naim or Chagat up to the Chazeh are called Kilim of Panim. Vessels of bestowal are also called Palim of Panim or posterior of anterior. And Yachap and the two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehim are from the Chazeh down are called Kilim of Achorain, the posterior Kilim. You should also remember the fissuring of the degree that occurred with Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, which left only the Kilim of Panim in each degree, even though they're in Aviyut Aleph Shoresh. That's it. No more than that. Meaning vessels of bestowal, as we call them. Why of bestowal? They're Kilim, they're the will to receive. They don't have the force to receive in order to bestow, and therefore they only have the force to bestow in order to bestow with their coarseness. Hence, they are called vessels of bestowal. That's why they're called that. So they're Kilim. And each lower one contains in each degree only Panim of Kilim of Panim. And each lower one contains within it the Kilim of Achoraim of the upper one, meaning the Achap of the upper are descended into the Achap of the lower. That's what he has in the second restriction. This is what he explains to us here. The whole integration of the Kilim, the building of the Kilim in Tzimtzum Bet. Please ask about this. Well, Itai.
I'm not sure it's a question. Don't worry. Yeah.
About Dalet Gimel, the Rishimot of Dalet Gimel, that cause the Zivug and Gadlut.
Yes.
Why is the essence of this issue? I don't understand. It's not clear. Meaning, Dalet Gimel comes from
Nehiyavak.
And as a result of that desire, the second restriction occurs. How, from the departure of the lights to the second restriction, how, when that becomes the Rishimo, does it all of a sudden take on the decision to do a zivug with it with all its force? Even though the memory says that it's vessels that I can't use, and therefore, because of that, also the second restriction occurred.
Bina can correct everything. There's no limitation on Bina. It's the desire to bestow that comes before the desire to receive of the Malchut. When Bina gives birth to Malchut, it means that she has greater power than Malchut. She takes the will to bestow of the Ketel. The desire to bestow with all the power of Chokhmah, the will to bestow of Binah that resembles Keto. With all these powers, she builds the Ranpin as a little one, then increases him to Malchut as a greater one. So, what can Malchut be afraid of? Be afraid of not receiving sufficient force of bestowal from Binah? Can such a thing be possible? Everyone listening or not? Is it possible that Bina will not be able to provide a force of bestowal to Malchut so Malchut can receive in order to bestow and bring the final correction?
Bina yoter chazaka mehakol.
Yeah. Bina is stronger than anything, than everything else. She can and she gives birth. It's the upper Ima. She gives birth to Malchut, takes care of Malchut. She gives everything to Malchut. So, Nekudot of Sag, which is Bina, pure, clean Bina. internally Bina, when she descends herself below the Tabur and fills up the Nehi of Galgalta, there's no doubt she can do everything. And she then causes a lot of actions to happen there. Nehi of Galgalta, they respond to that. They want to receive in order to bestow with all their Bchina Dalet. But when? How? Now, in the world of Nikudim, they will realize it. It's the same Bchina Dalet. They first make a zivug over the Katnut, which is really the essence of the matter, meaning that
that
something will exist. But then comes the Partsuf of the Katnut of the world of Nikudim with the Reshimot Bet Aleph restricted. Then awakens the Reshimot Dalet Gimel from Nehi of Ak, which demands, saying, right now we can finally reach Gadlut. Bina came down to Nehi of Ak, vessels of bestowal came down to the vessels of reception, gave them all the power of the vessels of bestowal, whatever they can give. They cannot give more, can't do more. Very simple. If we are talking about Malchut ever being corrected, that's the state, that Bina descends to Malchut and gives her a force of bestowal. If Malchut awakens and can receive according to and correct herself according to all our calculations with the force of bestowal of Bina, then this is the state. This is the time, this is the action to do, and this is what happens. And so the world of Nikudim in Katnut, which has emerged, and it has the Reshimot Dalet Gimel of in Gadlut. It's not Dalet Gimel. We actually just call it like that. It appears as Dalet Gimel. It is called Dalet Gimel because it's Nehi of Galgalta towards itself, purifying. But really, it's Prinat Dalet there. And then they make a calculation and coupling for, we say Prina Gimel, but it's actually Dalet. And they all shatter with Prina Dalet. And they cannot know in advance that they will not be able to receive in order to bestow, because they got it all. They have everything. So then it turns out that there was the shattering of the vessels, of the actual vessels of reception, from wanting to receive in order to bestow, meaning that there's a tragedy here, there's a drama, I don't know how to put it, it's something, there's nothing more than that. Well, there's Adam Rishon afterwards, but there's nothing bigger than this. When they go for the whole final correction, they go for complete bestowal, and it doesn't happen. It is something that is... We can only go through thousands and thousands of actions to correct it. And we correct it emotionally. That disappointment, that pain, with each and every ascent and descent, ascent and descent. That's basically the so-called compensation, let's say, or process, no, not process, no, compensation. Yeah, these words actually are not exactly, I don't know about compensation, but it's when we take that disappointment, that horrible magnitude of wanting to bestow completely to the Creator, and the opposite happens. It's from plus and sof to minus and sof. I don't know how to put it. There's nothing. There's no more than that. There's no bigger tragedy, no bigger blow than that. And only through actions, through these actions, we can somehow correct it. But again, it's Prinat Daled that shatters the Kli. And therefore, afterwards, we have an opportunity to correct it with Katnut. Everything is in Katnut. And then the very last action, Rav Peli Mekapziel, where we will learn how, why we're doing everything besides the stony heart. It's not, is it not on our, in our account because the Creator created it? What's the point with this stony heart that's always there? We'll learn that. Yes, what?
The point that in Gadlut and the pain that is occurring from this shattering is really felt, even is really understood why it extends this process. What you said before, that in Nikudot of Sag, Dalit, in the time of the expansion of Nikudot of Sag, then Dalit purifies itself, and then the second restriction occurs, and then the two Rishimot are created, right? Let's say one point of Sag, let's say, as an example, it went down, so now it goes down all the way.
Nikudot of Sag descended and restricted, and that gives us the Rishimo, the integration of Prinat Dalet with Nekudot of Sag. That
so
gives
from
us
the incorporation in with Dalet and the Rishimo Dalet Gimel occurred, from that incorporation they received the feeling that this is, these are desires that we cannot receive in order to bestow with, and as a result of that, later the second restriction occurred, right?
Yes.
So if there's already that sensation, which is the root of that Leshimo Dalet Gimel, so why, when that feeling says that there are desires that I cannot receive in order to bestow, how does it all of a sudden do zivug upon them in Pev Rosh of Sag?
The light of Absak comes to them, which lowers the Masach from Nikve Naim to Pe and gives them a possibility to do the coupling over Dalet Gimel. No, it was a completely different state. Where was Simtzum Bet? In Nekudot of Sag.
In Nekudot of Sag, Nehi.
So, Sag that came below and mingled with Nehiovak.
Until the Siyum, it felt where it can implement and where it can't realize. And
no, it's not realized there. Only the lights of Chasadim descended to there. That's why there was a restriction. When he's going to do the coupling of striking over Dalet Gimel, over Gadlut, then he demands the light of Chokhmah to come to him and correct him. And he receives.
In Nekudot of Sag, it did like a mapping of the field, of the area, and in the world of Nikudim in Gadlut, it implements the...
He cannot map the area because he never felt what is Prinat Dalet. Only when you receive the light of Chokhmah in order to bestow, then you begin to awaken Prinat Dalet and you say, oh, I didn't know, it is so tasty, so huge. I haven't never thought about it because you always worked with the vessels of bestowal, with Bina. And with Bina, fine, bestow however you want. It's imaila, it's all given, it's all permitted. When you begin to receive in your vessels in order to bestow, in the vessels of reception, you're suddenly amazed by the power of pleasure that you haven't expected.
So what is the second restriction? If anyway everything's in bestow, there's no chokhmah there, so what here I can't bestow?
These vessels didn't work with the same pleasures. They didn't discover these pleasures before the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim. It was just a restriction over not using the vessels themselves.
They didn't try to get to the top of the tabor.
they didn't try to receive in order to bestow below the double until the shattering was made. That's why they didn't know. Go to chapter 7 and read there in the inner light. No, not even the opening me, but the Q&A there. All right, friends, so we have reached item 86. What? About this? About before? General questions?
Yes, questions
right.
About before. How to make the initial effort to nullify before the group.
Shut your eyes and dive in. And it's not the initial effort, it's each time the initial effort. Every time. And without it, nothing will happen.
I heard that love and bestowal is based on the corporeality of a friend and the recognition that I need to love them. Is this work internally, or is there nevertheless practical actions from this?
Of course there are practical actions. That I don't hate the others, the other lady friends, that I'm willing to help them as a woman and help them and serve them and not criticize them and not be prideful towards them and not put my nose up high and tail up high, etc.
How do we come to the fear of the Creator? Is it by justifying what the Creator is bringing down upon us?
How to justify?
How do we come to the fear of the Creator? Is it by...
We have to start simple. Nothing bad can come from the Creator. And if I feel bad, it indicates that my vessels are broken. And they shape a false sensation in me. What I see is false.
What is to not enjoy vessels of reception? How can I decide that I'm enjoying in vessels of reception?
The best thing is to give it away to others. We can never use the vessels of reception that are ours. If I join it with the others, there I can enjoy.
Can I make that decision through suffering or rejection? And if, how can I, with those, that rejection and suffering, create joy?
It's only by the connection. Again, all these things are solved by connection. All right. You didn't ask anything today? No. Did you or not? Rachamim? No. Okay, so ask.
The truth?
No speeches.
No, I don't remember any word. But one thing, I feel that you talked about the effect of a pump. Ascent, descent, the whole game. Now, from all of that, one thing I'm certain, that the first restriction is upon the desire, the second restriction is on the kilim, not to use in order to receive. Is that correct?
Right. Good. Okay,
thank you very much.
Well. Anything else? No. What?
I wanted to remind about the Ramchal duty. It's the best place for incorporation with the groups from Europe and preparation for the convention.
Very good. Okay. It's good that you're persistent in that. We have to see if it's actually good and works and how to best use this.
So, evening lesson. You're invited to watch this evening at 5:30 Israel time, live with Rav Leitman on Sviva Torah. We will conclude with that. Thank you and good day.
את הקיר שלי ושלך זה מה שאנחנו נבחר להיות זה כאן ועכשיו את לעשות כן זה לא ייגמר אם הפחד ישלוט ולא יעזרו עוד מכות עוד מאות אבל יש עוד סיכוי ויש עוד תקווה על כל הפשעים תכסה אהבה
Cool.